ich da waren so, wir brauchen wirklich gut, ja, so Oberhandrücksführer, die haben nicht quasi geschickt, dass somehow I really couldn't understand, imagine what kind of richness there is when people who have been a long time in a church, like all of them are, at least with 20 years where we have been blessed, I mean, everybody came from our blessing, or a little bit older even. What kind of richness there is just when one says a prayer, or when one gives a little testimony or something like this, so somehow it was a very tearful experience to be in this Chongqing. Sorry, I have to maybe I'll say one thing, because Mr. Joshua Tumet has, you know, talked a lot about God and our hope, and which is maybe related to it. When Damon in Mannheim spoke to us, it was quite in the beginning. I had many personal experiences, very deep, but I thought I mentioned this one thing. When she talked to us, then she said she always learns more about God. And recently, you know, when God came to her, then she saw this kind of big light, and behind there was God. And she said religious people always think that, you know, when they have some experience from God, God is light, because there comes this kind of, whenever there was somebody had some experience, then there was this kind of big light, what they had, this kind of experience. But she said God is in such a painful situation that he has to hide himself behind this light. Sorry, I can't, so many things what I experienced, I cannot speak without that I will start crying. Anyway, she said God is behind this light because this world became so evil, and the spirit world and this physical world, that God is hiding behind this light, and there's all this light around him because he has to protect himself. And somehow just meditating about this one point, what kind of God actually we are relating to, this is a very, I think it can really change our life. A few times she spoke to us about this kind of experience, what she had recently. And she said she goes each Wednesday to talk to these people in the seminary, because she said we cannot go out to speak to God, to speak about God about to other people if we have not experienced, if we have not experienced God. And she really, and I think this 40 days, it had a very special meaning, like because you know, some of us I have never been on any kind of 40 days, but some of us could think, oh, I have been 40 days, you know, Father is asking again, you know, like this kind of this kind of experience, but this kind of feeling. But I felt so deeply that I think God's Father's purpose is very curious there, to because without, like we mentioned before, without that we have an open heart to God, we cannot go over this kind of growth stage level. Because Father wants to pull us to this kind of completion stage level, and in order that we can do this, we have to. Sorry, it's difficult to speak. In order that we can go there, we have to have a totally open heart to God. We have to totally trust in God. Otherwise, we cannot go over this kind of growth stage level. And we cannot, we have no chance to reach any kind of perfection or personal life or around us if we not experience God very deeply in ourselves. And Actually, right from the beginning when I came there, I had many experiences, especially in this kind of, we have this wonderful prayer hall there. Okay. We have this kind of wonderful prayer hall there, and in the very beginning, when I came there, I went to the prayer hall to pray, and of course I was very exhausted going by myself there and a little bit nervous. And so when I came into this prayer hall, I didn't have anything prepared, but I prayed or whatever. But I just came and I closed my eyes, and then I was I felt so deeply welcomed by God. I couldn't stop crying. I had all the time this kind of picture in front of me from Demonim, and I think Demonim chose this picture because God can come through her. It was actually God who welcomed me there. I felt so deeply, and it wasn't just like this, but somehow it was. I felt, I saw in my spiritual eyes that was my whole family. It wasn't just me, but I saw my husband, I saw each one of my children very, very real. And I felt so deeply that God is welcoming me there. And I couldn't leave this place there. It was like this kind of total heart communication, like God saying these things to me, and I see this spark, and I was so deeply crying because somehow this was the start when I came there. And this whole experience was somehow like this, that the only thing is, what I could say to God in the beginning was that I said, I'm so sorry, I have so much mistrust to you. Like, I felt in so many ways I don't really trust. I cannot, I make my own pictures, I make my own concepts. I make my safe life somewhere, and somehow this 40 days somehow continued like this. In the beginning, when I was walking there, I was jumping because it's this kind of really beautiful place, and I had this kind of fortunate time that I could come there when just everything, it was completely no leaves there when I came. But then everything started to bloom and the leaves came out, and Father always says now it's this kind of cosmic spring, like kind of really a very special spring, and I felt this to my being in this place there in Chompon, where everything is so specially prepared so that God can open our hearts. And when I was walking there, and then I just felt it's exactly like in the Bible when it says that, God will live amongst you and he will take all the tears away from you. This is what is, this verse is what's almost in my mind. Actually, I didn't read exactly in the Bible how it says, but exactly this kind of, Father gives us like a miniature world there where everything is like this, how it actually should be in a kingdom of heaven. I mean, that we can attend God and that we live with him. And main thing in this 40 days is also that Demonim asked us really to go and report our life. Everything what we have in our heart. I mean, good things, bad things, not just, Heavenly Father, I do this mission and I found this and this kind of things, but talk from our heart. I mean, report to God everything what is in our life, and this is somehow what I really try to do, and it makes a such a connection to God somehow that you feel so understood, and many times don't even have to say anything somehow. It's this kind of communication from my heart, which I have not experienced in. I mean, when I joined, actually, Peter Koch always said to us, most of the problems you can solve by falling in love with God. And you know, if you fall in love with God, then you can then you can solve most of your problems. So I tried many times to meditate what this means. And when I was sitting now on this kind of my special stone in Chomchong, I tried to meditate about things, and this sentence came to my mind. And I said to God, that actually, this is really a place to fall in love with you. I kind of, I thought this was surely a couple of steps more in my life to fall in love with God in these 40 days. So, yeah, there's still many things what I could tell, but this is like, sorry, I have so difficult, just such emotional experience, so difficult to put this in a short thing without, I would just like to stand here and cry and cry. This is actually my feeling, but I have to open my mouth and say what I, which is kind of difficult.
Yeah.
There is, I don't know on what stage you have been there, so, oh yeah, there is many, many things, so, like I said before, I think true parents want to create some miniature ideal world there. There's this beautiful palace where we have our lectures, and we have Western sisters and American sisters, Western sisters and Korean sisters, we had our lectures and everything there. Then this wonderful prayer hall, which always when I was praying there, then I thought, who had this kind of good ideas? Such a beautiful wood and on these lamps, and how this whole thing is like, it's so special. And then one time Damon said, actually this prayer hall is not built by the physical world, it's like, you know, Hung Chinim has built it, you know. I said, oh, that's the kind of, because I was thinking, where did they get all these nice things? So, of course, he works with physical people, but I don't know how they exactly did it. But and then there is this now newly built, I think it's a couple of months old, it's this kind of, how is it called, I don't know, of place of, no, this is different. But this house of harmony, I call it a house, but the harmonies, it's the house of harmony. It's a very big place also. This is where we have the Ansu. And then when you go a little bit more further up, then there's this kind of really big hospital, which is just like I was just stunning. I couldn't believe how big a building can be. And plus beautiful. I mean, it looks like this Ark of Noah with three kind of layers so Damon moved most of the angels, this is how they explained to us, to this prayer hall. So we don't pray anymore so much for this tree of love. And also most of these angels, there's some of them staying there, but most of the angels moved to this blessing, tree of blessing. So we don't go to this tree so much anymore. We go straight up in the morning to this tree of blessing. And so there's many buildings there. Oh yeah, and this new thing what I saw also was this water of heaven, which was before just coming out in a very kind of primitive way somewhere. This is now down where this boat place is, where Father has this boat, and there's like, I think I counted them on them. Anyway, 12 of this kind of beautiful kind of things where the water comes out. You push and it comes out. And this nice big stones and Father's word written and two angels and I mean everything from this very nice stone. And so there's this water of heaven which is down there. And yeah, this is this one which is this kind of what we can take home, and which is this 1,000 meters down where the yeah, one thing I think I should mention, because for me this was like a phenomenon. Like when I came there first week, I was just, basically I was just mostly tired trying to get up in the morning. I mean, everybody knows this who has been there. So, and I thought, I have been there one time 10 days, one time 20 days, not 40 days. So I thought, okay, 10 days is a certain kind of suffering 20 days is even more suffering, and 40 days is hardly doing much, and you fight God to suffer for 40 days climbing up this mountain. And I mean, somehow this was my frame of mind, how I went there. But anyway, I thought, if this is what we have to do, so this is what it is. So, but actually, what I now realize, which was quite a revelation to me, that after these 20 days, of course, I was just, I mean, basically what goes through your mind, oh, another Anshu coming or something like that. But after 20 days, I felt somehow, or it was a little bit longer maybe, I had the feeling that my spirit is getting happy, and the first time I felt, I mean, terrible to see after being 30 years in the church, that I felt that my spirit goes over this body, and I was just like feeling what, I said, okay, the next answer I will use for, you know, repenting about this and that. I saw it, this is something precious which is coming now, where I can, you know, do something. Or I wasn't afraid anymore about this physical kind of things, but my spirit was just happy there. I could somehow feel something, and I wasn't anymore thinking, or I mean, this kind of extra, oh, I have to get up now. Did I fall asleep and somebody was reading or something. This was like kind of, it was very special experience. And because I thought, you can never get rid of that kind of thing. It belongs to human life that you are tired there. So something like that. But this somehow, and then also one time I said to Roswitha, which was really quite a special experience, I was saying to God, you know, let me, you know, more about my spirit. I mean, how does this, how is this? Or anyway, I was somehow talking something like that. So on one point, it was one evening, I felt that, like my spirit is moving in, I don't know how to explain this, but somehow I felt that my spirit came more in the middle here. And before, it was like on a side, or somehow squeezed in, did hardly have any place to breathe. And I had this feeling in this evening, oh, I can breathe, you know. Somehow this kind of feeling, and quite special. And but I did not really understand what this somehow meant. And then in the last day, the demon was talking to us, and she said that usually our spirit is like, we are like this usually, like this, but we should be like that, you know. So, and I had the feeling, at least, I don't know how long, at least one time I could feel, you know, like she said, you know, if we do this answer and we repent, and then we should be like together or something like this. And I felt somehow together, and my spirit was happy. I said, oh, now I can move, or something in myself. It was very, very special experience. So anyway, that's, I can. Yeah, there was many things, but I better, because it takes a long time, so. Yeah.